Are you ready, Tyler?
Am I ready for what?
So we've been interviewing a lot of people.
We have.
But we haven't had a chance to interview each other.
You want
to
know a little more about me, baby?
I think the listeners do.
All right. Well, what do you got?
All right. I have the Proust questionnaire. It originated with a parlor game popularized by Marcel Proust.
Oh, the French philosopher.
Yes. And supposedly answering these questions reveals your true nature. So we're going to find
out. That's what I'm doing right now?
Yeah. We're going to find out who you really are.
Oh my God, this feels like a trap. Go ahead.
It's not a trap if you're honest.
All right. I'm going to try to answer as quickly as possible so that you can get the pure and honest truth.
Okay, perfect. What is your idea of perfect happiness? Oh, not so easy, huh?
What is my idea of perfect happiness? The non-existence of time.
Ooh, good one. What's your greatest fear?
I would say I fear death, but I've confronted it so many times that it's almost like my bud. What is my greatest fear? Boredom?
What is the trait you most deplore in yourself?
I put too much pressure on myself.
What is the trait you most deplore in others?
When they put pressure on me.
Isn't that interesting how that works? Which living person do you most admire?
Every single refugee, immigrant, and individual on the fringes of society that is still walking through life every single day and still managing to smile and make others smile.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is your greatest extravagance?
Butter.
What? What is your current state of mind?
Confused. Why did I just say butter?
What do you consider the most overrated virtue?
Abstinence.
On what occasion do you lie?
Excuse me. Sexual abstinence.
Got it. Thanks for clarifying.
I love that come hither stare. You guys didn't see that, but she just looked up at me like the vampiest vixen that you've ever known. All right, go.
On what occasion do you lie?
I rarely lie.
What do you most dislike about your appearance?
There's a pimple on my forehead that will not go away.
Which living person do you most despise?
I don't know. He hasn't revealed himself yet.
Hopefully he doesn't. What is the quality you most like in a man?
I like long, wavy hair. It is not an absolute necessity. There is just something about a man with long hair.
My boyfriend had a ponytail when we met.
There you go. Good thing he doesn't have one now.
What is the quality you most like in a woman?
I like it when women let me watch them put on makeup.
Which words?
That's so weird.
I accept you as you are.
Thank you.
You can watch me put on makeup.
Okay.
Which words or phrases do you most overuse?
They are not words in the English language. In fact, they are no one's language. It's a language that I made up when I was little to replace curse words. And as an adult, I continue to make up new words that I say to myself or when no one else is around. And now I feel like I'm setting a trap for myself.
How big is this dictionary of...
I couldn't even tell you. There are so many words.
All right, let's hear one. Come on.
I'm just going to share one. Epalaputi.
What accent is that?
I don't know.
Global citizen over here. What or who is the greatest love of your life?
Understanding at as great a depth as possible the pursuit and the meaning of peace.
Beautiful.
Thank you. That sounds so hippy dippy, but it's true. We'll get into it later.
When and where were you happiest?
Turkey. Small little town. I'm not going to even tell you what it is because I don't want anybody to go there and ruin it.
Which talent would you most like to have?
Singing. I would love to sing.
Ooh.
Yes.
Mariah.
No. She's a little... I don't want to get Mariah's fans on me. But it would be like a gospel singer. Like the end sequence in The Color Purple. Maybe God's trying to tell you something. I still watch that on repeat.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
I would love to be a morning person.
What do you consider your greatest achievement?
Promoting peace and successfully evading post-election violence in the largest slum in Africa.
Wow. If you were to die and come back as a person or thing, what would it be?
A turtle.
Where would you most like to live?
I would most like to have two different houses, one in Los Angeles, one somewhere else I haven't figured out yet. So let's just say LA.
What is your most treasured possession?
It's a really soft blanket that I got in Turkey.
What do you regard as the lowest depth of misery?
Burying an untold story inside you.
What is your favorite occupation?
Storyteller.
What is your most marked characteristic?
Storyteller.
What do you most value in your friends?
Listening.
Who are your favorite writers?
Haruki Murakami.
Who is your hero of fiction?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Siri tried to answer.
Siri, you need to stay out of this. Siri is trying to answer my questions. You need to calm down, Siri. I'm only going to answer this because I was obsessed with her in my youth, and that is Lucy Ricardo.
Which historical figure do you most identify with?
Jesus. No, I'm kidding.
Because he's queer.
Yeah. That is actually...
Stay tuned. Spoiler alert.
That's a precursor for our tribalism episode, and not my actual answer. I most identify with... I'm going to say my dad.
Who are your heroes in real life?
Basically, everybody that I worked with in Kenya to help promote peace following the post-election violence that they experienced there in 2008. To name a few, Sister Frida Robinson, Emmanuel Lena, Collins Wazonga, the entire Wazonga family, Alan Wazonga, and everyone who's come along with me on the journey to create a chance for peace.
What are your favorite names?
Diego. I love the name Diego. I've loved it since I was little. I don't know what the deal is, but if there's a Diego out there waiting for me, I'm ready.
With a ponytail, ideally.
Please.
I don't think that dream's too big. I think that's a possibility.
No?
Yeah. Diego with a ponytail. You can see it. What is it that you most dislike?
That sound that dogs make when they smack their lips together. I hate it. I really do. That... I can't even hear it. I hate it.
It's pretty gross.
And then when they put their wet, cold noses on your skin, I don't like it. But I love dogs.
I know. You love chili.
Yes.
What is your greatest regret?
Staying in the closet as long as I did.
How would you like to die?
With a smile.
What is your motto? Power to the peaceful, bro.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
your motto.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Power to the peaceful. Thank you.
I'm better at answering your questions than my questions.
I'm an open book, I guess. Take that, Marcel Proust.
Ow!
Well, I hope you guys got to learn a little bit more about me. And don't forget, we launch full episodes starting April 4th. And if you didn't hear Maria's answers to her questionnaire, be sure to go to activisms.com or like and subscribe at Activisms on iTunes and Google Play.
Woo!
A little more enthusiasm, please.
Woo, woo!
Yeah! Thank you, guys.
Follow, like, subscribe, share, and please give us a review.
Y'all come back now.
See you next time.
Bye.